Okay, moving along in the second parak of Maseches Makos, we are now up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domer, Betchila, Echad Shogeg Vachin Mezid Makdim and Lari Miklat. It used to be that whether a person kills B'Shogeg, whether a person kills B'Mezid, first thing he would do his first move is to run to the Ar Miklat. U'Bezin Sholchan Mavino, so Misham, and then Bezin would summon him from there in order to face his Din Torah. Mishan Schaiv Misa B'Bezin Harugu, and if a person is Chayv Misa B'Bezin, they would kill him. Shalom is Chayv Misa Paturuhu, and if he was not Chayv Misa B'Bezin, they would then let him go. Mishan Schaiv Galus Machzin. If a person turned out to yes have killed but have done so b'shogeg, we'd send him back to the Gullus. Shenem Rav Yeshiva Asoy Edelim Miklato Echad Mashuach Shemin Amishcha Ve'echad Amru B'Gadah Ve'echad Shavrim Mimshichaso Machzir Nesu Rotzeach. We know the halacha is that if a Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach gets out of the Ir Miklat. Which Kohen Gadol? Well, whether he was anointed with the Shemin Amishcha, whether he was only became the Kohen Gadol by putting on the big day Kuhuna, or whether he was Avram Mimshichaso, he's a past Kohen Gadol, because he became a Bal Keri on Yom Kippur, and they had to appoint another Kohen Gadol, or something like that. So either way, when any of those people die, the guy gets out of the Ir Miklat. Even the Kohen Gadol, who's not a real Kohen Gadol, he's the Kohen Mishloach Melchama, he's the Kohen that rallies the troops into war, that he also, his death also releases the Rotzeach. The mothers of these Kohanim Gadolim would provide food and clothing for the people in Galus, so that they wouldn't daven that the Kohanim Gadolim would die. Mishenigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol Hareza Inugola. If after the Gemar Din, but before the guy actually went into Galus, the Kohen Gadol dies, so he gets off scot free. He doesn't have to go into Galus. Im Adshelo Nigmar Dino Meis Kohen Gadol Manu Achar Tachtav Lachmi became Nigmar Dino Chozim Misasu Shalsheni. But if he had murdered when Reuven was the Kohen Gadol, and while his court case was going on, Reuven died, Shimon became the Kohen Gadol, and then he had a Gemar Din. So then he's only going to get out of Galus at the death of Shimon. Moving along to Mishnah Zayin, Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol. He had a Gemar Din at a time that there was no Kohen Gadol, or a Hore Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Shaharag, someone who killed the Kohen Gadol B'Shogeg, or the Kohen Gadol was the killer B'Shogeg, Ein Yotze Misham Leol, and then there's no way out. Ein Yotze Leilidus Mitzvah Leilidus Mam Leilidus Nefashos. People do not leave Galus to say Eidus, whether it's Eidus Mitzvah, like Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, or Eidus Mammon, or Eidus relating to Din and Fashos. Even if the Jewish people need him, and even if he's a critical general in the army, he doesn't get out of Galus. That's where he's got to live. Shamte Misaso. That's where he's going to die. Shamte Kvarasa. That's where he's going to be buried. Kshem She'ir Koletes Kach Tchuma Kolet. Just like the city itself protects the accidental murderer, so too, the tchum of the city, within 2,000 amos of the city, still protects him. Rotzeach sheyotze chutz l'tchum. If the rotzeach leaves the tchum, umetzo gol adam, the gol adam finds him. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, mitzvah biyad gol adam, or shus biyad kol adam. That the gol adam has a mitzvah to kill him. Other people have the right, but not a mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, reshus biyad gol adam, kol adam ein chayavin alav, that the gol adam has a reshus to do so. Other people at least wouldn't be chayiv misa for doing it, but they don't have a reshus to do it either. Ilan shu omid b'toch ha-tchum v'nofo nota chutz l'tchum. If you have a tree whose base is inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat, but its branches branch out beyond the tchum, o omid chutz l'tchum v'nofo nota l'toch ha-tchum, or vice versa, hakol ha-lecha har-nof. When we want to determine the placement of where that tree is considered to be, we look at the branches. Harag bo'osayir golem yishchun l'shchuna. If a person killed in an Ir Miklat, he has to go to a different neighbor in the Ir Miklat, ben levi golem yir l'ir. And the Ari Miklat or Ari Levi'im as well. So if Ben Levi kills someone, he's going to go from one city to another city. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we said that the way it works is as soon as someone kills somebody, he runs to an Ir Miklat, pays and brings him out from there, and figures out what to do with him. If he killed B'Mezid, they kill him. If he didn't kill at all, they let him off. If he killed B'Shogeg, they send him back to the Ir Miklat. We discussed that it doesn't matter how a person became the Kohen Gadol, his death will release the accidental murderer. And we said that even Rabbi Yehuda, even Mashuach Melchama, would release the accidental murderer, and how the moms would bake things for the people in the Ir Miklat. and that it all depends at the time of the Gemar Din who the Kohen Gadol was, and if that Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, and not at the time of the actual murder, but at the time of the Gemar Din, that's the Kohen Gadol whose death releases the accidental murderer. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, or the Kohen Gadol was one of the parties involved, either the murderer or the guy who got murdered, then the guy is going to be stuck there forever, and he's not allowed out for no matter how important he is, whether he's needed for edus or he's needed as a general in the army, he's stuck there. And then we said the tchum of the Ir Miklat, it also protects him. And we had a machlokes about whether the Kol Adam is supposed to kill him or just permitted to kill him, and what the halach is for other people. And what happens if a person kills in an Ir Miklat, or a Levi kills in an Ir Miklat, that a person would go mishchuna shchuna, a Levi would go meir le'ir. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches.